Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. We're not taking calls today, class. The reason that I took Amit Singh's call is he is the gentleman who requested this broadcast with Captain John Reagan. I did not know he was going to call, but I did not give out the number at the beginning of the broadcast, so no calls today. Thank you. Captain John Reagan, I'm wondering if the people who are saying this is a fraud, this is a hoax, are people who are not inclined to prepare for the kinds of things that we would prepare for. You know, the people who would say, you know, I don't need to go to the store and get, you know, some beans and rice and flour and so forth. You know, I'll get it's always going to be there. You know, that's the way it is, and it'll always be like that, so I don't need to prepare. And by the way, you know, I want to go out when I want to go out. I don't want to be locked in. I want to live my life, and that's what I'm going to do. And what they're really saying is that who cares about infecting other people? That's what they're saying to me. I think it's risky. I think it's dangerous. I think it is careless, and I think it's reckless. Any comments before we continue?
Well, it was just this week that Pence went to the Mayo Clinic and didn't wear a mask. And you have to understand, you know, the president and vice president have huge demands on their time. They can't just sit around and research things. They're dependent on the people around them. And unfortunately, apparently, the people around them don't do a very good job. And you also get... you know, the billionaire class, the ruling class, whether they're, you know, in Congress or in state houses around the country, that it's almost a given that they're going to have some kind of arrogance issue. And I think we're seeing that, unfortunately, with our leaders in the White House. I was thinking about showing... there are a couple of pictures on the other side of the aisle, Chuck Schumer and AOC, that were wearing their masks incorrectly. Both of them have their nose exposed. Well, it wasn't AOC. It was Sheila Jackson Lee, my former non-representative when I lived in Houston. There's a spectrum. You can't just, you know, tally it up to one reason. And it's kind of sad to see, you know, some people don't like it because it restricts their freedom. You know, get over it. You know, you see those church pastors, you know, we're going to hold service no matter how many people it kills. And some of those pastors have died from coronavirus since. And if you actually go back and read the Bible in the Old Testament, God gave us the instructions. You know, people were essentially quarantined until they were clean, and then they were allowed to rejoin the group. So to me, you know, what we're doing to stop the spread is, you know, the right thing to do. It's biblical. What makes it tough is we have so many people not showing symptoms that can spread the virus, and that's what really mucks things up. In fact, that was the next article out of China. Nearly 8 out of 10 patients in China caught it from somebody with no symptoms. And what are we doing here? We're demanding symptoms. We're checking for temperature. And even those that were tested positive and admitted to the hospital, fever was only a symptom in about a third of them. So we're wasting so much time and effort on the ridiculous when, you know, the answer is everybody needs to wear a mask. Yeah. And the countries that have done that, required people to wear a mask in public, they've had much better outcomes. And unfortunately, our political class doesn't seem fit to see fit to do that, and then many Americans don't see fit either.
Okay, so if you look at Rush Limbaugh, I'm paraphrasing, I'm not quoting him exactly, but he had a message that this is no more dangerous than the common cold, if I remember correctly. And that message is extremely dangerous, if you ask me. And Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence, going out in public, violating the protocol that the government has established, is not leading by example. That is dangerous as well. So people might look at him and say, well, he's not wearing a mask, so there's no such thing, and it's a hoax, and it's a fraud, and it's, to use their words, BS. I couldn't disagree more. Captain John Reagan, I've been listening intently to everything you've been saying, and you and I are on exactly the same page. But it's lonely here. It is extremely lonely because most people disagree with us. Most.
And that's why I led with the article I did, because you look at the historical averages for people dying, and to have such a spike, boy, you really have to be in denial to ignore that. These are all deaths.
And not only that, people say it's no worse than the common flu. Well, who wants to get the flu? Really? Who wants to get the flu? And as you said, we are tying up our hospitals and our resources with people who are reckless and careless, so that those of us who break our legs and get injured while working and doing our normal duties, or get run into by some deranged person on a cell phone operating a vehicle, we might need medical attention, and we can't get it because of the careless and reckless people who are tying up and clogging up our medical responses, hospitals, clinics, etc. Please continue, Captain John Reagan. I'm listening intently and taking notes. You're doing a fabulous job, as usual, wiping those smiles off our faces. Glass, I hope you're paying attention. I hope you share this.
This ought to continue to wipe those smiles off. You have no right, is what I entitled the link. Forced vaccinations upheld by the Supreme Court in 1905. The case was Jacobson versus Massachusetts. So if they develop a vaccine and it is very damaging, the thought of my body, my choice, nope, your body, no choice.
John, I predict that if that were the case, that's when the shooting will either start or escalate.
It could be. I've included a link. It's not just the old. This is from a community just south of Dallas. It's still in Dallas County. Lancaster, 17-year-old with no underlying health condition, dies from COVID-19. And, to me, this is a very sad report. And I suppose I should mention the young woman is black, and that's just to it's not a any kind of comment on a person's race, but there's a physiological fact that the darker your skin, the more sunlight you need to produce your vitamin D. And when you're at higher latitudes, which Dallas is starting to get up there, and especially in wintertime, if you've got light skin, you probably are not getting enough sunlight to produce the vitamin D you need. So one, just wanted to point out that, yeah, you don't have to be old with multiple conditions to die from this. And two, I've got a link that's actually a Ray of Hope D solution. This is a study of 212 COVID-19 patients, and it shows their vitamin D level and whether what percent had critical and severe infections. And it turns out that if you had a reading of greater than or equal to 30, 96% of those ended up with mild cases. And it's very telling, you know, just in the 21 to 29 measure that the critical, the severe, the ordinary, you weren't in good shape. But even you know, if you ended up in those categories, only four ended up in critical, four ended up in severe, seven ended up in ordinary, all the rest ended up in mild. So you can't really wait to do that. You basically need to have your system set up. And since I've been on Dr. Sheely's vitamin D protocol for years, and I'm actually a bit on the high side. My number's around 100 last time it was tested. So that speaks, to my hope that, if I do get exposed, that I would end up with a mild case. And just to wrap up, to stay current, that link goes to the Peak Prosperity videos on YouTube, and we don't know how long these are going to continue to be posted because YouTube is very hostile to anything that goes against the establishment's so-called truth. Chris Martinson's been reporting for about 100 days now. If you haven't been following, I'd recommend going back at least 7 to 10 days just to get caught up, and then keep on watching him. I think he's down to 5 days a week now, releasing new videos on this, and he is going to start transitioning from the virus and the effects of the virus to what's going to be happening with our economy, which is what we're going to be talking about next. Did you want to discuss anything else here?
No, let's talk about the Corona Panic, which is my term for the result of the coronavirus, the sociological, the financial, economic, all of those aspects of what is happening with the Corona panic. For example, the meat supply. Right now, farmers are having trouble selling their animals into the market because the processing plants are shutting down. We reported that the number was like 5%. We said, no, we think it's 25%. Yeah, it's 25%. We'll be right back.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, from day one class, we said, right here on USA Prepares, I said that the virus is going to be bad enough, but the panic that ensues will be even worse. And let's talk about that, Captain John Reagan.
I also want to point out that the virus didn't really cause our problems. It was just the pin that popped the bubble. It's got more effects than if, for example, what I've been saying is that we're going to hit the end of the debt road, and it was looking like that was going to be 2024. And the rest of our lives would have been normal, but we would have been, thrown into the greater depression. Well, what's happened now is the actions that Congress and the Fed have done has eliminated those 4 years that we would have had. And, we're now there, plus we got the viral effects to deal with. Back in the Great Depression, there was also a food issue. And it was a matter of, there was food, but, getting it from where it was to the people was a problem. And, here we are, practically 100 years later and have the same issue. I want to go back and talk about the question of, would this virus be in the food from these processing plants, and would that be a problem? Well, the risk would not be zero, but it probably would not be very high either. You have to worry more about spending time with people, especially in close quarters, you know, whether that's an office, a church, a subway, an airplane, a train. Those are not so good places to be. But this is a virus, not bacteria. It cannot replicate outside, and it appears that, you know, it's, for the most part, the human body, they're, we're now seeing dogs and cats having coronavirus. Whether or not they can pass it along, I don't think we know that answer yet, but, you know, maybe it's replicating in them as well. So, like I say, you're going to be exposed sooner or later. And when you're exposed, you want to be exposed to a small amount of the virus, because studies are suggesting is that if you get a larger dose of the virus, you have a better chance of having a severe case. Whereas you start off with a small amount of the virus, your body has a chance to not be overwhelmed, and you end up with the milder side. So nail that down for you.
Yeah, and headlines right now, big headlines, Drudge Report, pandemic could last 2 years. That's exactly the number I've been saying. And actually, I said that it will last 2 years before we start to see any daylight that looks like some kind of normal of what we had before.
Yeah, I think we can use the Spanish flu of 1918 as kind of a guide. And what they did there, you know, people wore masks. And if you look at the field hospitals that were set up, you know, people were out in the air getting sunshine. And what we're doing now is we're putting them in closed buildings with air conditioning, recircling all the pathogens.
So, sunlight is our friend. There's no question. Sunlight is our friend. Dr. Shuley talked about vitamin D. He's talked about vitamin C. You've mentioned both. And, of course, sunshine is vitamin D. And that's what we need. We absolutely need it. And who doesn't feel better with sunlight? Who? You know, we all get a little down in the winter when it's, you know, dark and gloomy. And I'm glad to see that President Donald Trump has lifted some of the chemical spraying of the skies that encourage the coronavirus to last longer. So he's eliminated some of the spraying that was protecting the coronavirus. So more sunshine, President Trump, more sunshine. That's what we need. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, former Vice President and former Senator Joe Biden, says sexual assault allegations against him from the 1990s simply are not true.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
Biden speaking there on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Tara Reid, a former Senate aide who worked in Biden's office, claims that he assaulted her in 1993. Several coronavirus-related protests are planned in New York City today. One will involve people who are angry about business closures and other restrictions. That's expected to happen at noon at City Hall Park in Lower Manhattan, where they'll call on the state to reopen. Meanwhile, a rent protest is planned outside Governor Andrew Cuomo's Manhattan office. And this is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Federal officials saying COVID-19 is not man-made, nor is it genetically modified. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence releasing a statement late yesterday saying that the nation's top intelligence officials agree that COVID-19 is simply natural. However, they continue to try to determine if it began because of an infected animal or possibly because of an accident at a lab in Wuhan, China. Live sports could be making a comeback here in the United States. NASCAR says it's resuming racing on May 17th at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. NASCAR and UFC are the first to announce their return plans after all sports were essentially shut down because of the pandemic. Now, no fans will be allowed to these events. The stock car racing season will feature seven races among three series through the end of May. The Lakers superstar LeBron James is saying not so fast to rumors of the NBA canceling the rest of its season. An impassioned LeBron James taking to Twitter yesterday saying nobody should be canceling anything. He says reports of execs and agents not wanting to finish the season are not true, and he adds that he doesn't know anyone who's been saying that. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're take when you go to DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Captain John Reagan, it's very simple to me to see this. It, you know, look at the furloughs, the layoffs, the plant shutdowns, the businesses going under, stores closing, employees, you know, without jobs, those kinds of things. The things that happen are, Well, what are we not going to pay since the paycheck stopped? Is it going to be rent? Is it going to be the electric bill? Is it going to be the cell phone bill? Is it going to be medicine? Is it going to be heat, light, electricity, those kinds of things? What's it going to, food? What's it going to be? Well, you know that first on the list, well electricity, that's going to be delayed until the threats of the shutoff. Okay, so people still want their electricity. They still want their cell phones. They still want their medicine. But the rent payments, those I can see stopping. Mortgage payments stopping. And then pretty soon it'll be, well, you know, it's not just me, it's everybody else, and we're all in this together and we're not paying our rent. And now there is a call to not pay rent and mortgage payments. So that's coming. I mean, let's just stick it to the bankers. I think that's what they're saying. But these are the same people who signed contracts and agreed to these regular occurring payments, which I think they are now, a lot of people are now saying, oh, I can't pay it. I just can't pay it. It's a force majeure. I can't pay it. What do you want me to do? Captain John, you see this coming as well?
It's already here. In April, we had 30% of rent and mortgage payments not paid. And it's going to be interesting to see how that goes for May. And commercial real estate is unbelievable. It's getting to where there's not going to be any of the anchor stores left. And for shopping malls, that's disastrous because those other stores that they have there typically have a clause in their contract that there's the anchor stores to bring in traffic to support their business, and if that goes away, then that contract probably goes away as well, or at least a reduced rent or something. It's just mind-blowing what I've seen the last couple of months.
And if I'm not mistaken, Elon Musk told his landlords that, we're not going to pay as much rent. He just told them, we're not doing it.
Cheesecake Factory, we're not paying any rent.
Right. And there are, national chains that have declared bankruptcy already. I mean, we've talked about it, but there's new ones. And it's a big deal. So it looks like we are going down the drain. And I don't see any stopping of this. And I've mentioned for quite some time now, I don't see any pulling out of this for really 20 years.
Yeah.
So probably not in my lifetime will we see the way it used to be. I mean, that's what I see. I'm not trying to scare people. I'm just saying that if you look at the food industry, if you look at the supply chain shutdowns, cracks, breaks, it's really, really serious. Trying to buy parts, trying to conduct business as normal is very, very difficult. I talked to a person who was trying to get the battery, wasn't working on an iPhone. Just trying to get that repaired. Well, you can't just buy a battery. You have to bring it to someone to have them fix it. Well, they don't want to touch your phone because your phone may be infected. So they don't want to touch your phone. So what do? They say, well, we've got another phone for you. You can buy a new one. Okay, so you buy a new one. Now, how do you get that switched over so that that new phone will work on your plan? Especially when the customer service representatives for a company like Verizon are not working 24 hours a day. They're just working some of the time, and it seems to be very difficult to get in touch with them. So they say, well, text us. So you have to chat, but your phone has to work to chat with them. So it's an absolute mess. And so for those who are dependent on cell phones, that's another emerging problem. And for those of you who have these digital phones, these wireless, cordless, walk around the house or business phones that are connected to landlines, you just wait till that battery starts to quit. Then your phones are going to act really, really stupid. And one battery can take down all of the phones connected to that landline. One battery in one phone can mess up the other four, five, or six. Seriously. And where are you going to get the replacement lithium batteries? Well, if you don't have them, you ought to get them now. Captain John, I think you might have created a shortage on blue towels. I went to look them up. Sam's Club is out of them, and Walmart is now charging an enormous amount. They used to be about $1.50. They've doubled in price per roll.
Well, you're right. Anybody, just like the coronavirus, if you're first digit in your age is 6 or better, what you're used to as being normal will probably never come close to happening again. We are still not at the point where the pension funds, the 401ks, IRAs have collapsed. That is coming soon, probably this year. There are 6 entities on the planet that's propping up our failed economy. Here in the United States, that's the Federal Reserve. In Europe, you have the European Bank, the Bank of England and Switzerland. You have 2 Asian banks, the Bank of China and the Bank of Japan. And, I guess the big question is, how long can they keep it up? And I was so shocked, that first relief bill that Congress passed, $2 trillion. I never expected anything of that magnitude. And the first link that I've got in the Depression section is debt is exploding. That links to the debt to the penny, which I've talked about numerous times. For fiscal year, and these end September 30th for the federal government, for the 2018 and 2019 years, the increase in debt was $1.2 trillion. At September 30, 2019, we had just over $22.7 trillion in debt. Day before yesterday, the 29th, that was up, and if you round it, $24.9 trillion. So it'd be interesting to see. They'll report the 30th later this afternoon. We only need less than $50 billion added to that to be officially over 24.9. But we're talking about 22.7 to 24.9. That is $2.2 trillion, and we have 5 months left to go in the fiscal year. And what's more amazing, if you go back to November 7th, that was the day that we hit $23 trillion in debt. 5 months later, April 7th, is where we hit $24 trillion. But the month of April has been astonishing. We started the month $23.7 trillion. We're ending the month at $24.9. $1.2 trillion. What used to take a year to accumulate, we've done in a month. And there's several days in April where the daily debts increased $100 billion. And those 1.2 trillion years, $100 billion would be what you do every month to get there. So we're seeing amounts of debt that used to take a year happening in a month, that used to take a month happening in a day. And, the only reason they can do this is they're monetizing the debt, and they've got the interest rate for the federal government set to zero, essentially, a very low rate. And, they'll jack that up as much as they can, but there's too much debt everywhere else. Plus, there is no economy. You can't print your way out of, more gold or silver or food or, all these other things. Yeah, but even in the financial world, the velocity of money is down. Essentially, for my lifetime, it's been at 1.7 or better. It reached a peak in 1997 to 2.2. And then when that wonderful recession hit, 2008, 2009, it went back down to the 1.7 level. And the last report I got is the last quarter of 2019, 1.42. And when we see the print for the first quarter of 2020, I bet it's going to be below that. And we can also use the Great Depression. You know, a lower velocity is not a good thing. Was down to, looks like about the 1.3, reaching almost 1.25 level during the Depression, and it went down to 1.2 in 1946, just after the war. Of course, you got the news yesterday, week six of unemployment. We now have 30 million officially, and there's a lot of people think that the real number may be closer to 50 million. Quarter one GDP plunges 4.8% below zero. That's astonishing. There was still a worse point during the 2008, but we just started this one. And I gave a link there just in case you think I'm being a little pessimistic with the news. The Congressional Budget Office has released a report that says the coronavirus will wipe out 40% of the economy and unemployment will peak at 27 million. We've already passed that. It's just astonishing to watch. You know, when I published the Financial State of the Union back in 2013, people would ask, you know, when is this going to happen? I'd answer, well, I hope we have at least 2 or 3 years because I'm not ready. And, the answer I gave is you can just have to look for the signs. And we saw the signs start, 2 or 3 years ago when they announced that they were going to implement quantitative tightening and start raising interest rates. And when they started doing that, that's about the time that the repo market blew up last fall. And now, in addition to this astonishing amount of debt that the federal government is piling up, the balance sheet for the Federal Reserve is now up to $6.66 trillion. Isn't that a nice number? And that's just what's officially on the balance sheet. You know, we don't even know what's not on the balance sheet.
Captain John, would you say that these $1,200 alleged payments that people are going to get in the United States are anti-rioting, anti-looting payments to postpone the rioting and looting? Would you agree with that's how I feel?
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. It's just buy time.
Okay, and then the next question is Weimar Republic, Weimar Republic, Germany, 1918 to
19. Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan is with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John, Weimar Republic, W-E-I-M-A-R Republic, 1918 to 1933. It took a wheelbarrow full of currency because of this hyperinflation that persisted to buy a loaf of bread. And if you had a wheelbarrow, you could buy a city block with just the wheelbarrow. Is that? Do you think that's where we're tending to head? Did I lose Captain John Reagan?
Sorry, I was on mute.
Okay.
It's hard to say. History doesn't exactly repeat, but it does rhyme. And one of the things that may be even more concerning is back then they paid people twice a day because the money was losing value so fast that they'd take their morning payment to buy things before they lost more value.
They also, would pay for their meal if they could afford to go to a restaurant. They would pay for the meal before they ate it because it would cost more when they were done, literally.
Now, imagine today, since they've instituted the income tax and the withholdings being automated, where you don't have a choice. It's taken out of your paycheck whether you want it or not. It takes time for companies, especially larger ones, to process their payroll every 2 weeks. You know, that they need all that time just to get the work done. And, you know, can you imagine how do you pay people twice a day when you got all this red tape that the government's implemented since then?
Captain John Reagan, what do we do? We're looking at I have a feeling you agree with me that meat prices to the farmer on the hoof, you know, live animals, is plummeting because we have no place to sell our animals to, because the processing plants for chicken, pork, and beef are closing, and at least 25% have closed already because of thousands of workers being infected with the coronavirus. That being said, markets, I believe, are going to go local, but the result to the customer at the supermarket, if they were brave enough, risky enough to make the trip to the supermarket, they would probably find that inexpensive cuts are going to go way up in price, and expensive cuts like filet mignon are going to come down in price because restaurants can't absorb that that meat in the market because restaurants are closed for the most part across the country. I see beef prices are going to go up, chicken prices are going to go up, and pork prices are going to go up in the short run. Then, they'll level out and return to something reasonable. But that's going to take quite some time. What do you think we should do to prepare for this? Buy food now or wait? What do you think?
I think we're at the point where it's too late. You know, if you can find food, obviously you want to stock up what you can. But it's what we've been saying for years. You know, you need to have a garden. You need to be, you know, raising animals, at least chickens or ducks. And, it takes time to build those skill sets. Well, we don't have the time anymore. It's not going to be nice. And Christians especially are still in denial. They think things are just going to go back to normal. And, if you read... in fact, I recommend, go back and read Acts, how the church was. You know, they turned their back on the world. They didn't ignore it. They sent out missionaries. But, there were a lot less distractions back then, and they still had to recuse themselves from the world. And, they would raise their own food. And if we did things like that today, which we stopped doing 150 years ago, we wouldn't have to worry about mortgages and your food, it would all be there. But Christians got deceived into becoming worldly, and we're going to suffer for it. And it's just like the Great Depression. There is no easy way out. There's going to be a lot of pain and suffering. And given the way people are today, especially with the drugs and the malnutrition, it's probably going to be a lot more violent than what they experienced during the Great Depression.
I have to agree with that, and some people think I'm advocating violence. I am absolutely not advocating violence, but I am saying that if you have to defend yourself, you ought to be ready to defend yourself, because there are people who have not prepared who are just going to, they just might show up at your location, say, you know what, I'm really hungry and I'm really desperate, and what do you have? And so I have a feeling if you have animals, they are going to be at risk for being stolen. Cattle thieves, horse thieves, chicken thieves, hog thieves, the whole gamut.
Don't forget the carrot thieves.
Right. And lettuce and tomatoes. And so what are you going to do if you find somebody in your garden stealing your hard grown produce? What would you do? And I'm not saying the answer is shoot them. I am saying you need to think about what you would do. Do you say, I'll tell you what, just take half? Or do you say, I'll tell you what, just leave me a couple and take all the rest? I mean, what are you going to do? Class, please think about that. Captain John Reagan, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your knowledge and expertise.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Wi-Fi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.